Gary, I don't really know any way other way I can put this, but no wins since October 26th, apart from the Cheshire Senior Cup win over Stockport Town.
Was that 2015?
It was 2015, yeah. I mean, this is relegation form, isn't it?
Yes, I think it is, without any question. I think it is. When we analysed the game, I thought we played really well first half. I thought we were a better team. I think we've missed some real good chances.
Reece Gray in the first minute.
You know, we've played some real good football and they didn't look any threat at all. But we can't defend. The ball was in the box. Laurie Bell holds his hands up. And he's the biggest lad we've got. They didn't even have any high top. I mean, most sides we play have got, you know, big lumps and powerful. They didn't have that. And Laurie's just switched off and we're 1-0 down. And I think we've been by far the better team. And then a sloppy pass, Berkey falls over and it's 2-0. And I thought that was very harsh. You know, we've had a go at my half time because of little individual mistakes. But, you know, you want them to go out and we said, you know, stay in the game. The next goal was massive. And we made an individual error. Deep in here. Lost the ball. Goes in the box. 3-0. And then, sad to say, and, you know, I've just said to them there, me and Martin, you know, we're responsible for all of this. You know, I won't shirk that. This is down to me. But at 3-0, I think three or four heads have gone and the game becomes very difficult with seven players. And I thought for the last half hour, I thought we were a disgrace.
So what can you do?
Well, without going into things, mate, it's very difficult. We can't really change an awful lot. And this group we've got to go with. And I've just said to them, if you've got any respect or any feelings for me and Martin, you'll just have to go and graft your balls off. Yeah. You know, we've got some talented lads in there, but unfortunately, you know, a lot of the game is heart. It's that thing that beats on the left-hand side of your chest, and it's sad to say, but there's three or four of those didn't have it, and they've let themselves down. They've let me and Martin down, but I've got thick skin, but they've let themselves down, they've let the club down. And how we change that, we've just got to keep working hard, and if we can change players, but I say it's very difficult, if we can, we will do.
You talk about big lads. I mean, you've just lost a couple of sort of stalwart players, Shane Killick and Spencer Harris. Did that come as a surprise to you?
I can't say, really. I mean, Spencer Harris, I mean, they've virtually doubled his money there.
That's at Buxton.
Yeah, at Buxton. Shane, like I said, I can't go into the details, but a couple of them had to go. And we're left with young lads, you know, some young boys in there. Michael Muscat's coming today. I think he's done okay, Michael. He's been out for 3 months with a knee. But the resources are very thin. We haven't got an awful lot of options at the minute. We've got to work hard to see if we can get some in, but, you know, things are tight.
Is there any scope for loans or anything like that?
We can get loans. I nearly got a couple last week, but we're talking about young kids again, and what we don't need is young kids. We need some physicality, some desire, and unfortunately they're difficult to get in with what we have to offer.
Is there anybody, you know, knocking about in the divisions below at all with a gamble?
We scan everything, mate, everything we can. It's like I say, it's very, very tough. We've got to look at ourselves. Me and Martin, we're both very, very disappointed, and like I said, I'm repeating myself, but it, you know, it's down to us. I'll take full responsibility for it. I won't shirk. Anyone wants to have a go at me, then fine. You know, I'll take that.
Well, you don't get any respite because two of the games coming up shortly are Stourbridge on Saturday and then Blyth on February the 6th.
And then I think it's Arsenal away after that.
Real Madrid.
Yeah, it's tough. And, you know, I think you often learn more about yourself and your side and how you do things when it's going bad. You know, I've had bad runs before. This is poor. You know, I do think in those games, we've been in a lot of the games and we've been unfortunate in quite a few of them, but it doesn't matter. It's, at the end of the day, it's the points on the board. And we're not doing well enough.
Cheers, Gary.
No.